I want to tell you about these recent back and forth emails that I've had with YouTube. So those of you who have followed this channel or at least have tried to, I've been getting a lot of messages from you saying that you don't get notified. Even though you've subscribed, even though you click the bell, you don't get notified. So I reached out to YouTube to try to get some answers on this because I've noticed that we only get a few hundred views per video when I have over 20,000 subscribers. And the quality of everything's just increasing. I've built YouTube channels in the past. I know how to do it, but under these new rules, these new shadow banning and censorship rules that YouTube takes part in, it's impossible. So I reached out to him and I was polite. Because when you talk to people like this, you're not going to get anywhere if you just start berating them, and you want to try to be their friend and you want to try to work with them at least at first and say, hey, I want this to work out too. So I reached out to him and I said, basically, I'm only getting a couple hundred views. I'm only getting a couple hundred views on YouTube. I want my channel to work. I want to be able to, sometimes you got to speak in their own terms too. I'm not going to tell them I want to spread the gospel and I really want to just get the truth out there and. While I do want to do that, and I am doing that, they're not going to understand that language. So I said, basically, I want us both to make a lot of money because you got to speak to them in their own terms. But I said, if my subscribers can't don't have access to my videos, then YouTube's losing out on money too. It's not just me. I can make that up through donations or whatever, and that's what keeps the show going. But anyway, so. I contacted them and they wrote back. So I'm not going to read all of this because it's really long, but if you've ever contacted YouTube or really any company, you know when you're getting an automated response and when you're not. So the first one here is from somebody named, I talked to three different people. Every time I replied, they kept giving me somebody new. So this one is from Morna and it says, Josh, thanks for reaching out. I understand that you are concerned about, not concerned, but I am concerned about your subscribers' notification and your video views. I provided some information to clarify how it works. Only to clarify, not to provide any solutions. Here are the possible reasons users may not be getting all notifications. They are not logged into the YouTube app on their mobile phone. Bell settings are set to none for this channel, even though, and I said in my thing, I said that people who have been writing me say that they click on the bell and they're still not getting notified. So then they're offering this as a solution. Maybe the bell's not clicked. That's how you know it's not, that's how you know it's an auto response when they don't directly address the questions that you asked. They have not chosen to receive all notifications. Some users who are still in the default setting receiving occasional notifications may think they opted into all. Ask viewers to check their bell settings to ensure they have opted into all notifications. So make sure you all do that if you haven't. Make sure they have the right notification account setting, i.e. push or email. Another, maybe they're not subscribed. Since non-subscribed users sometimes receive notifications, they may think they are subscribed when they're not. So go to youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you click on the bell and do all these things. Users of the YouTube app or mobile device notification setting may be turned off. If either of those are off, a viewer is not eligible to receive notifications. A user may unsubscribe and resubscribe without adjusting their notification settings to receive all notifications. Viewers get a maximum of five uploads and five live stream notifications from each channel in a 24-hour period. When you upload a YouTube video, you can decide whether the video will send notifications to your subscribers, which of course I want it to send that all. And I only post one video a day. I don't do more than five a day. I don't want to annoy you guys to death. And so then there was a lot of other just basic copy and paste stuff. Very rarely we encounter an issue within our system that can cause substantial delays in delivery of notifications. That's not true because I've heard from multiple channels, people who are running their own channels, that they have this issue too. So what they're saying is very rarely is it anything with our system. It can't be. It must be on your end. That's what they're telling me. So they wanted me to send them the links to the videos that I was having problems with. And which is hard to do because it's all of them. It's every video. There's not one that I can point to. But still, I decided to try anyway. So I wrote back and I said, thank you, Morna. It would be tough to send you links to the videos I have questions about because it is all of them. I work in television and run two other channels. It's actually three, but I work in television and run two other channels. I know my audience very well. I also constantly get emails from them saying they aren't notified of my videos when one goes up, which is daily. It used to be about a year ago, maybe more, I would get thousands of views on any video I produced. Then all of a sudden, now I'm lucky if I even break 1,000, which never happens anymore. I have heard a lot about shadow banning and algorithms, the Project Veritas exposés and PragerU and James Damore lawsuits. And I wonder if that is what's happening to my channel or if it's something similar to that. I really don't want to believe that, and I hope we can find a solution either way. I do political commentary. I also talk a lot about Christianity. I do not use offensive language, hate speech, like there is such a thing, or anything like that. None of my videos are flagged. Not a single one of them are flagged. I've got all perfect scores in the channel guidelines and everything. Many times I have videos that when I upload them, I have to request a review to get it monetized. Usually monetization is granted after a few days, though this is still very frustrating. Also, when I first upload a video, I will get about 4 or 5 views per minute for the first hour or so. Then the view count drastically dwindles and slows down to a stop. This is another thing telling me only a small fraction of my subscribers are being notified. And actually, since this time, it's gone down even more. Since I've been in contact with YouTube, the views have gone down even more than they were. Now my last video only got about 80 views. So now it's not even in the hundreds anymore. They're really trying to stop this information from getting out, stop this channel, to stop you from having access to the videos that you want. So I continued on and said it took years to build my subscriber list, but again, about a year ago, on all channels I manage, new subscribers dwindled down. I tell viewers in every video to subscribe, click the bell, but this has done no good. This does no good if they aren't being notified and if they don't see the video anyway. So I can say in every single video, make sure you click on the bell, but it does no good if nobody's seeing it. And I said, there are two anomalies. There are two videos that have somehow made it past whatever is blocking my videos from being seen and have received the number of views I was used to receiving. I have since tried to duplicate the success, even down to using nearly identical tags, titles, and improving subject matter on and video/audio quality, but I have not been able to reproduce the results. These are the two videos, and there's one, are we headed for a second world, or are we headed for a second civil war? That got 105,000 views and climbing. And then another one, did the Weather Channel just confirm our biggest fears about Yellowstone? And that one has 81,000 views and climbing. That was about what I was used to before YouTube started censoring and shadow banning and not letting you guys see videos. I was getting about that. I was getting in the tens of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands per video. So I said, here are two similar videos that I tried to duplicate the very high view count with. I mean, they're not identical videos. They're still unique. They're still interesting. But one, how a second civil war in the United States can happen and the aftermath, 537 views. Yellowstone supervolcano alert, 200-mile underground hotspot just discovered, 12,207 views. So a little bit better on the Yellowstone one, absolutely dismal on the second Civil War one. But I wrote, as you can see, the view count is dismal. Also, it is not due to poor quality or lack of viewer interest, because when I upload the same videos to Facebook, which my page only has about 500 likes right now, by the way, facebook.com/Josh Peck Disclosure, I just started it and my personal account has 5,000 friends, far fewer than the number of subscribers I have on YouTube. I get way more views on Facebook than I do on YouTube, usually about 4 to 5 times the amount. Still not great, but 2,500 is a lot better than 200. I said, I have my show, Josh Peck Disclosure, across many different platforms, and the only major hit I've taken is from YouTube. It's hard for me to believe that this is just due to viewers not being interested, because they are extremely interested across all other platforms. They were extremely interested up until about a year or so ago. The other YouTube channels I run are facing the same exact thing, and they are all very different in subject matter, because I have Chalk Talk into the multiverse. I in part run the Skywatch TV YouTube channel. It's me and some other people. But yet on YouTube, all videos suffer. I'm even getting more views on Vimeo And no one uses Vimeo because they are terrible compared to YouTube. They're not as terrible in terms of censorship, but you can't monetize anything and nobody uses Vimeo and you got to pay to have more videos up, and it is really terrible. However, I'm wondering if it would be worth it to just move to Vimeo. So I'm telling them this. And then I said, you know, I honestly really do want this to work. I want it to work with YouTube and getting this matter resolved. You know, no matter what the case is, whether it's suppression or censorship or just whatever it is, I want it to stop, basically. And then I sent a long list of videos just on the first page that I'm having trouble with. So they wrote back, and it's somebody new this time, Anne, and said, Morna is out of the office. First, I checked your videos and confirmed that they are searchable. I've attached screenshots. In the screenshots, she attached the Civil War one that's doing really well. So they're not actually like reading any of this, or they're not taking it seriously. We know that you put a ton of time and energy into making videos, and it's important for you to understand how they get discovered. It's just patronizing, and then they just go on, and it's basically another copy and paste job. Instead of worrying about what the algorithm likes, it's better to focus on what your audience likes instead, as if I don't. And all of you who are able to watch this know that. I always take criticism, and I always want to make the show better, and the only way it can be better is if I can hear back from you. So when I hear good constructive criticism, man, I take it and I implement it. So I'm obviously very focused on that, but YouTube doesn't care about that. So that's basically what they're saying, and that it's not a problem on their end. Of course, how could it be? She didn't address any of my real issues. So I said, I replied and said, as I said in my previous email, I know what it takes to grow a channel. I'm constantly checking analytics, because that was something else that they told me to do. Make sure you check your analytics, like anybody knows that. I do exactly what my audience wants to see. That's how I was able to gain over 20,000 subscribers. Yet, I'm only getting a few hundred views when I used to get thousands. I didn't change anything on my end. How is it my audience is interested enough to subscribe, yet not interested enough to watch? It doesn't make any sense. I'm also getting contacted by some of my subscribers saying they subscribed, clicked the bell, yet are not being notified when I post a video. As I said in my last email, my audience has been watching my videos in expected numbers on other platforms, so why not on YouTube? I'm on TV and run other channels. All other platforms are increasing in views and audience interest, yet YouTube across the board has taken a massive hit all around the same time. I really do wish it was as easy of a problem as my audience not being interested, because that's something I could fix. However, there are too many inconsistencies with that narrative for it to be true. It seems a big part of this is my audience is not being notified when a new video goes up. So then they reply, "Hi Josh, this is JM stepping in for Anne, since Anne and Morna are out of the office." So another person. And then yet it is another copy and paste job. It's another auto response. You know, "I've reviewed your channel. As part of our long-standing effort to keep YouTube authentic, we begin to periodically audit the views a video has received. While in the past we would scan views for spam immediately when they occurred, now we periodically validate videos' view count retroactively, removing fraudulent views as new evidence comes to light. We also have a Help Center article, blah, blah, blah." So they're changing the view count. Now they say it's because of fraudulent views and we're supposed to just trust that, but there's no way that, because again, I get the emails, I get the messages, I know how many of you are out there. There's no way that they're taking off real views. Maybe a couple of them are fraudulent, I don't know, but they're taking off actual real views. There are times where I'll have more comments than I do views. Like, you can't separately comment on a video if you're not watching it. So it's ridiculous. I replied and I said, "Honestly, when my direct answers are not, when my direct questions are not addressed, it makes me think these are all just auto-respond messages or copy and paste jobs. Do I need to address the same questions and concerns a fourth time?" Again, it's the same thing. "Hi, Josh. Thanks for writing back. I really appreciate your interest." They've started every email with that same thing. "But unfortunately, I do not have any more information at this point. I have already shared all the details in my previous email. I'm happy to sum it up one more time, though. I assure you the view count mechanism of the video is working as intended. When users subscribe to your channel, they'll automatically get notifications with highlights of your activity and see any new videos for the subscription feed, unless they opt in and receive all notifications. Here are the possible reasons that they might not be getting notifications." And then they just copied and pasted everything they already said. So, okay, I can't get anywhere with YouTube. I don't think they care. I don't think they care about you. I don't think they care about me. I think they only care about pushing a leftist agenda, and we obviously don't fit into that mold. They only care about pushing an anti-Christian agenda, and clearly they know that we don't fit into that mold. You know, you even see this in Facebook. Facebook is obviously has a lot of problems with this too. Have you seen the more recent Facebook commercial?
We came here for the friends. And we got to know the friends of our friends. And we found others just like us. And just like that, we felt a little less alone. But then something happened. We had to deal with spam, clickbait, fake news, and data misuse. That's going to change. From now on, Facebook will do more to keep you safe and protect your privacy, so we can all get back to what made Facebook good in the first place. Friends. Because when this place does what it was built for, then we all get a little closer.
It's totally ridiculous. It's, oh, everything was all happy and fine up until fake news started in. And you know, basically people like me. Fake news started in and ruined everybody's good time. But it's okay because we here at Facebook are taking steps to ensure that it's not that's not going to happen anymore. They're kicking us off their platforms, basically. So I'm going to be looking into some new areas, some new things to do that won't have to... I don't know. That won't have to... depend on YouTube and other things. I am on DTube. I'm on some other places. But for the weekly show, what I'm thinking I'm going to do, and I'm recording these ahead of time, so by the time you actually watch this video, I might have already done it. You can find out at joshpeckdisclosure.com and just check. But I'm thinking the weekly show, I'm going to have to start a brand new channel under a brand new email address that's not connected to this or me at all, and try to just build it up brand new. You know, my other channel, Chalk Talk, I only have a few hundred, maybe 1,000 subscribers by now, and those videos are getting views in the thousands under the Skywatch TV thing, but it's a brand new channel, and we just talk about Christian stuff. I'm actually surprised that it's not censored more than it is, but that I'm getting more views. This channel, however, I'm now, like I said, since I basically painted a target on my back by trying to contact YouTube, now instead of getting 600, now I'm down to getting 80 views. So I don't know what to do. I'm open to suggestions from all of you. The main thing is I just want to talk to you guys. I want to tell you guys stuff. I want us to build a community here. And that's why the donations are so important. That's the only way that we're really able to do that. So like I said, I'm open to suggestions, but clearly YouTube is not going to be any help. They don't have any interest in helping us further any Christian or conservative cause. So we'll just have to see. You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.